Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The best never quits. The best knows how to get back up and rise again. The best doesn't stay on the ground for too long, because the best understands that even though you're down, you must have the capabilities to get up. Throughout your life, you have dedicated yourself to whatever your craft may be. You breathed it. You lived it. You slept with it. You talked about it. You put action into it. But then something happened along the way. Something knocked you down. Something held you back. Why did this happen? Was it supposed to happen? Why did you have to go through this particular fallback when you worked so hard? Well, I'm here to let you know the best, sometimes they do fall. But as long as you have a beating heart and your lungs are functioning and your eyes are open, you will get back up again. You will press on and you will live strong, and you will fight until there's nothing else left to fight for. Sometimes circumstances will distract us from our truth. Sometimes we lose our way because we had a setback along the way. Sometimes we lose faith within ourselves. Sometimes we just don't know anymore. But this is the time to understand what you are dealing with, what you are facing, what you must do to move forward again. Not everybody has the ability to know within themselves who they are inside, because the flesh will confuse you. The mind will play tricks on you, but you have the ability to control the universe of yourself. You may not like the position you're in right now. You may not understand what you're going through right now. But you have a testimony. And this is the test that is attached to the testimony. Because you didn't die yet. There is no death yet. This is another chapter in your life. This is another testimony that you will share, that you will let others know that, yes, I've been knocked down, but when I got down, I knew what I had to do to get back up again. I had to believe. I had to have faith. and I had to trust again. Not every situation is meant for us to understand. Not every situation is going to be an easy way. Not every situation is going to be something that we can accept within ourselves. We have to know through life, situations will come, circumstances will happen, but we must have the ability and the knowledge within ourselves to carry on the good fight. When you are going through your life and these distractions show up, do you have the strength and the wisdom to push forward? It's difficult for many of us. It's hard to let go when you work so hard to get what you have gotten. Everything that you have put into yourself, everything that you have dedicated yourself to, you will get it back. You have no choice but to get it back. But the setback, it may discourage you a bit. It may put you in a position where you feel less of yourself. You don't even feel that you deserve what you are enduring right now. But who's to say what you don't deserve? Who's to say this is not something that is necessary for you to build on? Here we are once again. We're gonna get it back. We're gonna fight for it again. We're gonna believe in ourselves again. We're gonna trust in our abilities again. The steps that we take may not be fast enough for us, but we have to continue to take the steps. Slow steps can also identify as a healing process. A time to heal. A time to grow. A time to know that it's not over. Yes, you have fallen from a position that you once had and that you celebrated because of your accomplishments. But even when you are accomplished, sometimes you will fall from it. But that doesn't mean that you are done. Believe that there will be a much better outcome. Believe that you are the best of who you are. Nothing or no one can take that away. You have the capabilities. You know in your mind. You know in your heart. Your soul is connected to every possibility within you. Let it be known that you are the best. And the best knows, believes, and trusts that they will get up again. Don't ever doubt yourself. Don't ever look down on yourself. Preparation is dedication. And with dedication, there will be a much stronger foundation. So keep looking up and know that your best still has life. Keep it moving. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business. This is what you train for. Hours and hours and hours of pain. Hours and hours and hours of sweat. Hours and hours and hours of working hard. Understand that this is work. It is not a game. It is an opportunity. And only the ones that want it will be the ones that will succeed. It is going to hurt you, but it will push you. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. For each day that you compete, there are certain circumstances that you must understand and face. Each competition represents something unique. Each competition represents something that is powerful. It is going to put you in a position where you want to break down and quit. But we all know that quitting is not an option. You don't have a lot of time left, so there's no reason to complain. And you have to understand that there has to be something even greater and more challenging waiting for you. And if you're not willing to step outside of your comfort zone, then everything that you are hungry for will soon come to an end. You have to electrify the desire that you once had. So when the time comes, you can kick down that door and move towards the possibilities of being the best of who you really are. It takes pure grit, tenacity, passion, and pure focus. Don't sleep on your greatness. Remember the time when you wanted more. Remember the time when there were people in your life that did not believe in you. Remember the time when you honestly gave up on the possibilities of the uniqueness that you had inside. Remember there was a time that you complained so much, but yet did so little. There's a little bit more that has to be done than just complaining about it. You have to realize that you don't have any other opportunities waiting for you if you're not willing to work for the first opportunity that's been given to you. Do you give up now? Do you start doubting yourself? What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of the man or the woman next to you? Do you feel that they worked harder than you? Do you feel they deserve what you have worked so hard for within yourself? Make no mistake. Don't sleep on those that want to take away what's yours. Just understand this. Doubt, fear, and those that are trying to pull you down won't get you across that finish line. When you are running your race, then be committed to your race. Do not be committed to excuses. Do not be committed to fear. Be committed to crossing that finish line. Be committed to being a champion. Be committed to being a warrior. Be committed to keeping your eyes focused on the prize. This is what you work for. You got to stay hungry. You got to trust yourself. You got to believe in yourself. Why are you here? Take a good look at what you see in front of you. Ask yourself, is it making you better? Is it taking you higher? Are you going further? When you start to feel tired, you got to keep running that mile. When you run that mile, run another mile. Get it to that second and third gear. When you feel that your grip is getting weak, find something else to get that grip strong again. Don't quit on you. Don't quit on this opportunity. Don't quit on your success. don't quit on being the best of yourself. Do not be fooled by other things that won't get you over that line, that won't push you over that wall, that won't give you the strength to climb that rope. Whatever it takes, give it everything you got. Don't look at the sky as being the limit. Put your footprints on the moon and do the impossible. But make the impossible possible for you. This time, this hour, this moment, it's yours. Go get it. But do not depend on your flesh. Depend on the soul of a true champion. For the soul is eternal, and the soul never dies. You make the decision. You make this happen. You've given it all you got. But what you got just ain't enough. Get up and work a little bit harder. Drive a little bit further. Push a little bit harder. Let the world see something they have never seen before in you. Keep going. Keep fighting. Keep pushing. Keep breathing. This is the time, and this time is yours. Earn your keep. Earn your victory. And when you cross that finish line, look up to the heavens with your hands up high and take a deep breath, because you made it. Keep pushing. Train hard each and every day of your life. Don't get comfortable. Don't get complacent. You keep working until it's over. You don't stop breathing. You don't stop living. You don't stop pushing. You don't stop grinding. You stay hungry. You got to be the one that never lets the sun catch you sleeping. You are that person. You are that greatness. You are that power. You are that uniqueness. Don't let that fire be extinguished. Let it burn. Let it burn bright. Keep it tight. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business. The time has come for you to disappear and get to work. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been distracted for far too long. You have been surrounded by so much negativity, and you have let yourself go. You have not put yourself in a position to do better so that you can be better. It's time for you to let go. It's time for you to disappear. It's time for you to get focused. Sometimes you just got to escape and get away. Get away from people. Now, I'm not telling you to get away from the people that matter in your life. I'm telling you to get away from the people that's holding you back, that's keeping you down, that's not lifting you up, that's not giving you the strength that you need to stay focused, to stay driven, to stay disciplined. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't always have to be around people to get things done right. We must sometimes separate ourselves from everybody else so that we can be more focused, so we can be more in tune with ourselves. We get lost. We feel alone. We feel that we must have a need to have someone to validate who we are inside. but we really don't need that at all. What we need is to pay more attention to what matters in our lives and what we must do as individuals to make us better, so that we have the mental fortitude to carry on and do what is right for ourselves. But you can't work productively if you're always distracted, if you're angry, if you're sad, if you're miserable. So what is it that you need to do? Perhaps you need to just stop watching things on television that may distract you. Perhaps you need to stop showing up to work and letting other people get inside your mind and in your heart and taking you away from yourself. Or maybe you just need to take a walk and find some peace in your mind. Work, effort, purpose, will. This is what is needed. This is how you get through it. But if you got a bunch of negative noise surrounding you, if you got a bunch of negative things happening around you, you'll never be able to see the promised land. You'll never be able to see the truth within yourself. There's no reason for you to be down on yourself. There's no reason for you to feel sad about yourself. I understand we all have that tendency of thinking that we're less. But in reality, we are so much more. But we got to believe in ourselves. And we have to escape the negativity. We have to escape the doubt. We have to escape the evil. We have to be positive within ourselves. There are going to be many days that you will have to face things that are not going to be what you want it to be. There are going to be many days when you just don't feel you have the strength to carry on. There are going to be many days when you just want to give up, but you know that you cannot. You must understand that you have to escape. Just get away so that you can work a little bit harder. Get away from the things that are not gonna give you what you really need. Get away! Run away from those things that have held you back and you didn't feel that you had the strength to come back. Got to believe and know there is something that is special about you. But if you're not willing to separate yourself from all of these things that are surrounding you, these people, the negative energy, the doubts, you're never going to see it. You're never going to see your potential. You're never going to see your true strength. You're never going to understand who you are. You're never going to know your truth, because you've been too busy living a lie. Escape. Get away. Find a place that no one else can find you. Find a place within yourself that no one else can touch. Find a place of peace and harmony. Be able to recognize your purpose. Be able to believe once again in you. When no one else believes in you, be the person that believes in you yourself. No one deserves to take that happiness from you. Don't give people that much power. Don't give negative energy that much power. You are powerful. You are strong. And you got to have the capabilities. You got to have the will. You got to have the wisdom to stand on what you believe in. And make no mistake, you will always be under attack. Someone is coming after you. Someone doesn't want to see you happy. Someone wants to take you out of the game. But you're stronger than that. You have more to give than to lose. Give it all you got. Believe in yourself. Work towards the greatness that you have within you. Look up and see your true potential. See what you are capable of. Know what you are capable of. Fight for what you are capable of. And just keep it moving. Your business, it's work. Your life, it's work. Your purpose, it's work. But you gotta know how to escape. You got to get away from the things that are holding you back. You truly want to see the best of yourself. Put yourself in a better position. Put yourself in a higher position. Don't make it out that you're better than anyone. No one says that you're better than anyone. But you can be the best of yourself as long as you believe in yourself. Keep your mind focused on what makes you better. Keep your mind focused on what makes you stronger. Don't you dare let anyone get you out of your game. This is the fight of your life. You have to work. You have to trust it. You have to stand on it. You will not bow down. You will not give up. You will work. You will push. And you will give everything that you have for today. For the rest of your life. Be productive, be strong, and from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business. How much effort have you applied within yourself? How much work have you put into your craft? Ladies and gentlemen, for you to grow, you got to take the necessary steps and carry on. There's no time for laziness. There's no time for excuses. There's no time for weakness. Power is what we must seek. Yes, I know sometimes you're gonna get tired. Sometimes you're not going to want to do it. Sometimes you're not going to want to get out of bed. But it doesn't matter, because you still need to go forward. And the work must be done. Effort. Now, what is effort? It is day in, day out work. We must continue down that path. We must understand that you got to do what you need to do to get where you need to be in your life. And without effort, there can never be true success. If you're at work, you got to work. If you're at the gym, you got to work. If you're with your family, you got to work. Not everybody understands that work ethic. You get people thinking that it's okay to be lazy. It's okay to make it easy. Easy doesn't count. It doesn't work. It can never get you further. It can never build you up. Never easy. Not easy. Just power. Just will. Just work. More effort. The process, it takes time. The process, you need it. The process, you're learning. The mistakes, the fallbacks, it's all a part of the plan. This is what it's about. There is no time to waste. You just got to continue to work. You're not gonna get strong making everything easy. You're never gonna understand what it means to be a champion looking for the easy way out. You're never gonna get that promotion if you're looking for an easy way in. You got to struggle a little bit. You got to fight a little bit. You got to get knocked down sometimes. And then you got to learn how to get up again. While learning from the mistakes, you learn enough not to make the same mistakes again and again. You got to go through something to get something. You got to keep your head up and look up beyond the stars, beyond the universe, and know that there's so much more to you. There is a connection to you. But weakness, excuses, fear, and doubt will never get you there. It will never get you what you want. And it most definitely will never get you what you need. Get your mind in the right place. Get your body in the right place. Get your soul in the right place. And attack. And just get the job done. Get away from this mindset of thinking that it's supposed to be easy. Get up and walk a little bit further. Get away from this mindset of thinking that it's supposed to be directly in your face. Give it more effort. There are a lot of people that are in the world today. They're always searching for a more convenient way to get success. But when those hard times come, you're not ready because you've been so busy making everything easy and convenient. Sometimes you're just not fit to get to that next level because you haven't applied yourself enough to earn that right to sit at that level in your life. Effort, not less effort, more effort, more purpose, application. Give it everything you have and just be the best of who you are. Turn off the noise. Stop doubting yourself. Stop thinking that you're less when you are so much more. If you're not giving more, then how can you expect more? If you are giving less, then that's all you're good for. And you don't deserve a reward. You don't deserve a reward to the things that are out there that are waiting for you. Good times come, and there's a time and a place for everything. But if you want success, you got to put forth effort. It's okay to struggle sometimes. It's okay to to be human. It's okay to make mistakes sometimes, but you don't have to live for the rest of your life with mistakes. Easy is just easy, but work and effort will take you a little bit further and beyond. But you still got to work. Just grind. That is the significance of true effort. Now get to the business. Be productive. Stay strong. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.